All right, as promised, we are joined right now by a center for the Phoenix Suns. He was a first-team All-American, Pac-12 Player of the Year, Pac-12 Freshman of the Year, first pick of the 2018 NBA Draft. He's averaging 15.5 points and 10 rebounds per game in summer league action. DeAndre Ayton is my guest. DeAndre, great to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. I'm great. You're a couple of games into your summer league, so let me start right there. What has that experience been like for you so far?
I mean, it's a lot of energy. Really excited. A lot of excitement. Just a lot of first game was a lot of butterflies. But, you know, I overcome that. In the second game, I really played my game, and you know, I really was comfortable on the court, just talking to my teammates and having that chemistry already in a matter of just 4 days of practice. I just really feel good out there, and it's really fun.
DeAndre Ayton joining us. All right, so you mentioned your teammates. After you went 21-12 on Saturday, your teammate Josh Jackson said, quote, "I think he's finally starting to realize that nobody can guard him. Teams have to bring two defenders. No one person can guard him, just always being dominant," end quote. Does it feel that way to you, that at this point, nobody can guard you with only one guy?
Most definitely. Just really knowing my spacing on the floor now, and first couple of games, I didn't know teams were going to double me in the NBA, but you know, coming from college, been double and triple teamed. I know how to look around and know my spacing around the court and know where my teammates are as well. And now, I guess, you know, guys thinking they can stand against me playing a one-on-one is just a better chance for me to either get to the line or get a good basket.
DeAndre Ayton joining us. You know, it's amazing to me that already, and you found this out, like you said yourself, well, I guess they're going to double me here in the NBA too. I mean, that's really significant, but what's it mean to you that only two games in, you've already earned that level of confidence and respect from a guy like Josh Jackson?
I mean, it's big time. You know, Josh is a great player. He's a very smart player as well. He's just always been talking to me about how the NBA works and how, you know, the tricks and trades of the game and how it is during the game and what coach wants from me. And what the team needs from me on the defensive end as well. And, you know, just coming from me, I always played against Josh in high school. And, you know, we always go at it. But now being on his team, I really know why his team always wins. He's a winner. He's very smart. And he's a leader to me as well.
DeAndre, take me back to draft night for a minute. I mean, the expectation for a while before the draft was you were going to go number one. But what was it like when you actually heard your name called and then it was official that you were the first pick in the NBA draft?
I've been talking about it. I've been trying to speak it into existence. But, man, when Mr. Silver came out and announced my name, it was a dream come true. And just having that, just being in that moment and just hearing my name first called was just amazing. Just looking at the priceless faces and reactions my parents made was unbelievable. I never seen my mom and dad so excited, especially having Coach Miller there as well. It was just a blessing, and it was gonna come true. Just working hard every day, and you will be rewarded.
DeAndre Ayton, Sun Center, joining us. You mentioned your parents, so it makes me think about that journey. I mean, your journey to this point is amazing. We really wouldn't even have time to get into everything you've been through. But as you pointed out, you were traveling the basketball circuit. There were times when you really didn't even get the chance to speak to your mom for long periods of time. So when you look back at the journey and the work that you just mentioned, and you look at that journey itself, what kind of thoughts do you have?
The only thoughts I can possibly have is like, man, look where I came from. Like, I'll always try to keep myself level and grounded, just never forget where I came from, the type of work I've put in. And the only reason why I'm here is because of the work that I put in, and I got to keep doing it to be more successful.
DeAndre, what about the Suns? Now, the Suns have been through kind of a tough stretch for a while now, but there's a lot of positive buzz around that team. You're a big part of that. Now you're a part of a young core that includes you, Devin Booker, Josh Jackson, name a few. How much are you looking forward to growing with this group, and then how good do you think this group can be?
I think going with this group can be amazing. We can become something good. We can really make history in Phoenix and really win a lot of games, especially as a young group. These guys, we're very young and hungry. We all have the work ethic. I've seen it in practice. I've seen sometimes in the weight room guys putting extra work in, guys staying after practice putting work in. We're just young. We have young legs. We can run all day. And I just, you know, some of these guys have been in the league for, you know, a couple, 2 years and 3 years, and they know the ropes in a matter of years, and I just know for a fact that it's going to spread and be more contagious with the work ethic.
DeAndre Ayton's my guest. You know, you got the attention of a lot of guys around the league already. In fact, as an example, you and my guy C.J. McCollum sat down before the draft for a conversation on the Players Tribune, and one of the things that he said was that he missed a couple of naps this season so he could watch you play, and then after watching you, we thought that you could have played in the NBA last season. What? Knowing how much guys love naps, what did it mean to you to hear that he was giving up sleep to watch you play and to hear him say that he thought that you could play in the NBA even last season?
Man, that's big. You know, it shows that I'm doing the right thing and doing the right things on the floor. And it's really great people like him are recognizing it. And, you know, just hearing that compliment is just makes me want to work even harder and just keep on striving.
Listen, before I let you go, let me ask you a couple of things about this. Now, you're a guy with a big game and a big personality, and you know how people are, right? If you're cracking jokes or being yourself, then you must not be taking the game seriously enough. What's your reaction to that, and then how do you go about balancing the intensity it takes to be a great player, but also being who you are?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a young kid. I'm a kid, to be honest. I'm only 19 years old, so, I mean, there's a time and a place for everything my mom always used to tell me. And, you know, when it's time for business, it's time for business. You know, my coach always used to tell me, Coach Miller, when you're in between the lines, it's all business. When you come off the court, then it's time to really love one another, be yourself, and that's about it. It's like getting in a fight with your teammate on the court, but once you're off the court, that stuff don't matter anymore.
Speaking of that personality, now you've got a few sides to you, right? Like Josh,
yeah.
Like Eric,
yeah.
Like Alejandro, different
yeah.
characters and personalities that come out at different times. I'm not going to ask you to break down every one of these guys just yet, but the story goes, it came from watching Spider-Man and a scene with the Green Goblin. What do you remember about that scene, and what kind of an impact did it have on you?
I mean, just how he got Spider-Man's attention, saying, you know, he was saying it wasn't him that, you know, killed all those people in the movie. And, you know, it kind of got Spider-Man's attention, and he almost believed him until, you know, that little weapon thing that the Green Goblin tried to kill Spider-Man with. But I just think it's so cool to, you know, just changing your personality and changing your whole, you know, will just change people's minds from who they think you are.
I like it. I like it a lot. Last thought, you played a couple of years at Hillcrest Prep. You played at Arizona. Now you're the first pick in the draft for the Suns. I'd make the argument that you're one of the biggest celebrities in the Valley, but the other day you were working out and Diana Taurasi came over and you were, quote, freaking out. What did she say to you and what was meeting her like?
Man, I mean, I was just working out. I spotted her when she came in. Oh, I was looking through the mirror, you know, when I was looking at my guns. No, I'm playing, but yeah.
Right.
She just walked over, and I'm like, hey, I'm in my head, I'm looking at her, I'm like, yo, she's really about to walk over here. So I'm just like, you know, trying to lift the weight still. And she just came over, and I just popped right up, smiling and teasing and stuff like that. And she just was like telling me, you know, how much of a good job I'm doing, and she wants me to keep it up. She's glad that, you know, I'm here, and, you know, she's like, we're family and stuff like that now, and just keep up the good work. And just those few words just, you know, it's just big for me. I was speechless, to be honest. I can't even recognize my – I can't even think of my reaction. I was just really in shock.
That is a great story. Sun Center, first pick overall, first team All-American, Pac-12 Player of the Year, Pac-12 Freshman of the Year. I could go on. DeAndre Ayton, my guest. DeAndre, so good to have you on the show. Really appreciate you.
Yes,
great conversation, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You have a great day. DeAndre Ayton, I think he's a special one. Big-time player, big-time personality, big-time charisma. I think this guy's going to be really special.